to the morning brief, which is where we are going right now, because Miles, you wrote about economic growth and how perceptions of economic growth have been changing given the changing events on the ground with the Delta variant. So just as the next few months are going to be key in markets to see where leadership is going, I think economists are also going to be grappling with whether the Delta variant is a temporary kind of bump, or if we are going to see some, we're already seeing some downgrade to forecasts. I guess the question is, how severe and for how long are those downgrades going to last?
Yeah, I mean, right now, the conversation from economists focused on the U.S. economy is how much has the spread of the Delta variant, the expiration of some of these unemployment benefits, how much is that going to hold back consumption in the third quarter, in the fourth quarter? Right now, it seems that there's a pretty consensus view that estimates for consumption in Q3 need to come down. They've come down from a lot of different shops so far, you know, Goldman Sachs, the latest among them. So, but at the same time, Goldman is upgrading its fourth quarter outlook, right? So near-term hit, longer-term, we expect, you know, the consumer to chug along is essentially where consensus is at today. But I think the Delta conversation can get a little bit tied up with sort of, well, how many people are in hospital in the U.S., and then how does that feed into spending? I mean, really, what's percolating in the background here is a pandemic that continues to impact the manufacturing industry over in Asia. We continue to see ships backing up at ports. The supply chain problems that have plagued the recovery so far are really starting to perk up in the background of, you know, this market with a little bit of indigestion, let's say, in the background of a U.S. consumer that appears to be in a slightly less aggressive stance towards their own consumption as we exit the summer here. And I think we're setting up for quite an interesting winter where, you know, do you end up with a 2020 light scenario with respect to, again, the ability for global trade to be conducted at the speed with which folks expect it to, right? Do you end up with 2022 having, you know, mass shutdowns of factories in Asia and the inability for containers to get back and forth and for cargo ships to be offloaded in a timely fashion? Does this lead to supply chain pressures and inflation and so forth? Do you see the global economy start to grind at a slower pace just as the Federal Reserve gets more hawkish in its stance and begins to exit its accommodative policy stance? I think it's a possibility, you know, worth thinking about here. And so while, you know, this morning's morning brief and yesterday's morning brief, they're essentially the same story about how the U.S. economy appears to be slowing a little bit and feeds into the peak growth idea that we have discussed so much on this program over the last 4 months. I think we are starting to see perhaps a more challenging global environment and an environment in which the Fed itself would be out of step with developments on the ground outside of the U.S. economy in the coming months. And I think we're just kind of setting the table here, I think, for maybe a period we look back on and say, you know, there were things we could have talked about other than, you know, what's Amazon stock doing, right? Like the cost to send a container is still 5x what it used to be. And, you know, you can't get stuff to, I mean, Everlane, right, is sending out emails to customers. You can't get pants and we can't this, that, the other. And so I think all these signs in the background are starting to add up that we are not ripping into 2022 in the same way that there was this consensus view of, you know, here comes 2021, open it up and everything's going to be great. That seems like a very long ago story now as we head towards next year.
We can't get pants?
Not from Everlane, I guess.
They have some. I don't know. I saw someone was tweeting about this yesterday. I'm not an Everlane guy, but you know, I know a lot of people love Everlane. Elevated basics,
and it's
right?
Not
that's
just
the whole idea.
Of course, we know this is happening for all kinds of stuff, right? But one more thing I wanted to mention on this point, Miles, something that we don't talk a lot about on the show because I don't think there are a lot of FX traders among normal retail traders, right? But the dollar's been strengthening. And so that's something also that when we look at this global picture of the economy, that can be a disadvantage for other global economies, right? Particularly those that trade with the United States. So that's something to just keep in mind as we talk about that global picture as well.
And how reminiscent is it, right, of the 14-15 period where the dollar rallies on two fronts. The dollar rallies because the global economy slows, so it becomes the safety trade, the best house in a bad neighborhood trade for the U.S. economy, and also the dollar rallies as the Fed, you know, begins to tilt in a more hawkish fashion. Will be interesting to see if we end up in a similar type of dilemma.
Yes, it will indeed.